That's fine. And, you know, they do come out and, you know, it's part of their job for them to come out and take a look at it. You raise a good question here.
If they came out in May, why did they come back out again in June? Why would they come out? Why would they send two guys out there in a...
They were probably looking at it just to get some eyes on the ground.
30 days later?
Pardon?
30 days later?
After you appealed, they probably said, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't mean to assume.
No, you're right. After he appealed, I said, go out and see what's going on.
Sure.
What's different.
Which that makes sense. I mean, that happens a lot, that whenever, you know, if appeal happens, they want to get some eyes on it to see what's going on, if there was...
Okay.
But we were out there because, I know that we were out there because, like I said, when we got the layers, I'm not just willy-nilly changing stuff. I'm actually sending guys out to see why yours was different. And they didn't find any difference. And so we went up and matched you to your neighbors. And you've got a neighbor right next to you.
Did you do a physical inspection appraisal?
We did.
Where's the documentation on it? Why was I not
notified?
Go
to change history, please.
Maybe one of
you're notified on the card. Yeah.
If a physical inspection is required, pursuant to subsection 10 of this section, the assessor shall notify the property owner of that fact in writing and shall provide the owner clear written notice of the owner's rights relating to this physical inspection. That is Missouri state law.
So, Wesley, if you're in 21...
Hold on, Susan. Oh. Let him...
I'm just telling you that's the law. That's bigger than you, bigger than her, bigger than me.
I'm with you. David, what's your thoughts in that regard?
That's what the statute says.
And what percentage is that?
15%. But you're saying you did a physical inspection, but there hasn't been any notice, probably just.
And that's what the impact card is supposed to cover me for also, is you were invited to ask us to come out even another time. And it's up to you. But like I said, we actually were out there back in May.
Is that like,
very well, but you did not notify me. You did not knock my door.
I don't have
to. Call me. You did not send me a letter. That's what it says.
If they're out there, they knock on your door. If you're
not
home, we don't put anything.
Let's try to keep on task here. There wasn't, Susan, you went out and looked at the properties, but there was no, the physical inspection that the statute is talking about here, there was no notice on this. I do think he's got an issue on that particular. I think you're doing what you need to do and try to even out everything out there, and there is going to be an increase as everybody in the county has gotten, but it looks like, this is the first time I'm reading this, to be honest with you, but it says, and what he was talking about was 137, 115.
Yeah, I've got that here. But the thing is, when we go out to a house, they knock on the door.
Right.
And if nobody answers, they go ahead and measure anyway. We can't help it if nobody's there. 48,191 parcels, not everybody answers the door.
Okay, let me read a little bit of this one more time. The assessor shall notify the property owner. That doesn't say the assessor shall knock on his door, shall call his phone, or they have to notify him. I have to be notified.
That's
knocking on my door
it's
is not notification. It's anybody can walk up and knock on my door anytime.
You raise a good point.
Notifying me.
I would make a motion that we limit his increase to 15% in his particular case. It doesn't mean it can't be reassessed next year with proper notice.
I can't reassess it next year. It's not a reassessment year.
Well, then
he
gets 2 years.
That's why we did it this year.
He gets 2 years. Yeah. So,
it's still going
to
be 15%.
To say
it's
that
still
there,
go be
an, there would be an
but
interior
now all of his neighbors are out of
well,
line.
And I guarantee it's not an interior inspection.
I know.
We can make a motion to change all of them in Fieldstone to a 15% increase.
Well, but not all of them.
Doesn't that, if you're going to go that route, wouldn't that affect every property that she reassessed in the whole county this time?
No, this only applies to valuations over 15%.
But that's what I'm saying. Anybody that got an increase above 15% countywide should be bumped back down.
It has to be subclass one.
Right.
Whatever that
is.
So
I think you need to be real specific on your motion.
Okay. Let's deal with this, and we can make a general motion after the fact.
Okay.
I would make a motion that we limit the increase to 15% on this particular parcel.
That is hardly a fair proposal, in my opinion, but I'm just here to...
So, sir, just to give this context helps give understanding, in my estimation. You know, your appraised value is $177,520, okay? That's what it is on that condo.
Now, where do you get that? That's not what's on the card. The card says $162,520.
If you go back to the 2021 and there's an impact notice, you push the button, it'll show you what impact notice went out. When the original impact notices went out, there was a glitch and we had to resend them. So that's why he got a second one.
Okay.
Okay. We sent out second notices.
So,
I do not see that.
In the assessor's defense and just some context here, they do the best they can do to appraise it to the close to somewhat of a market value. Okay. I know that $177,520 for your condo is significantly less.
I would bet it's that same way on your house too.
It is, and mine went up too, sir.
I'm just saying,
mine went up too, and I'm not happy about it. I don't think that it ought to go up, and I think I paid too much.
All I'm saying here is that the appraised value is any county, anywhere I've been. I've lived in 7 different states. It's always been less.
Absolutely, 100%. I'm with you on that.
That's not something that changes.
Unfortunately, we can't. I mean, there's certain things that we can do. The amount of increase. I mean, to me, 15% is too much of an increase.
Absolutely.
For 1 year.
Especially
and
for a fixed income.
Absolutely.
77-year-old man and woman.
I'm with you. I agree 100%. There are limitations to what we can do in that regard.
I asked the legislator if we could have like a investment credit for people who live in Taney County. I was asking for like 1% per year that you've owned your property. That would be fair. If you lived in your property 30 years, you get 30% off. Then people who move in from another place out of the blue with big money and pay whatever for that place, then they start.
That is a great thought, and that's something that we ought to get together
now
and figure out. But that's not going to happen in the next years, unfortunately, the way.
Let me ask you one
second
other thing.
David's motion.
Okay. All right, sir.
What is that value going to be set at? You said 15%. That does not give me a value.
15% over where it was previously.
So I don't understand why we're moving this, because I did everything by the rules, and he's the same as all of his neighbors.
We're dealing with this appeal that's come in. This is the appeal that we have to deal with right now. So,
What was last year's valuation?
$144,934.
It's this year's by 15%. Yeah.
So that would be $166,674.
Well, heck, his card is less than that, isn't it?
No.
It isn't? Okay. Susan, you had mentioned they do have a Missouri property tax credit program, and they have a phone number here with the Department of Revenue for people.
Yeah, we get the 948 to older people.
Yeah,
and we
the
tell people,
number.
Hopefully we've told him about it also, but you have to qualify.
We have a motion, and...
What was my motion, Susan?
We have a second to change Mr. Helt's property valuation to a max of 15%, which comes out to be $166,674.
If you're going to do anything, live with this card.
What's the card say?
12.2. I came in to appeal it, and you're actually going higher than I was originally.
But it is
going to be.
Well, it's actually less than what
live
we
with
have
this
here.
Card. The valuation was $162,520, not that much different than the number you have, and that gives me a 12.2. I told you initially, I was not calling to appeal 12.2. I wouldn't have appealed anything if I hadn't found out that it wasn't 12.2, it was 22%. That's the only reason I'm here. you want to live with this card, I will accept that and move on.
And we sent the second card. That's the thing. We've got the proof.
You shouldn't
that we've
send
done
out
this.
Something that's this inaccurate, that's off that, by 10%.
This went out. This went out through a company that we had to do a bid through.
This went out May 21st. You're
telling
me
you
were there
in
May.
It did. And when we found the problem, we went and corrected it and made sure people got the correct card.
What does your card say, sir?
What?
Can we see your card? $162,550. Mm-hmm. So the statute says it can't go more than 15%. It doesn't say it can't be less than 15%. It could be less than 15%. So we have a motion on the table, but 162,512 is what his card says.
But the what we have is 177,520. Right?
Yes.
What was the prior 144?
It's 166,674.
But you reassessed it, and it's 177,520 is what the amount.
That's okay. What it was supposed to be, and like that I said,
would,
that's
that would raise
all the
him,
neighbors too.
But that would go up about 22% if with that.
Right, because the land value went up. That's why.
Okay.
So that all the lots would match in the subdivision.
We understand what you're trying to do. Yeah. Certainly.
So we have a motion on the table. The gentleman would like to make it 162,512, which is a 12% increase, which frankly I don't have.
520, I'm sorry, but just to be accurate, 162,520. That's what the card says.
The motion was for 15%. So.
Do you want to withdraw your motion?
It's already been seconded.
Okay. So we can vote on the first one, and then if we wanted to redo the second one, or it doesn't matter.
Well, I think we're trying to equalize the property amounts out there. I don't mean that.
Okay.
So, anyway, I made a motion, so if you don't have a vote, that's fine.
All right, we have a motion on the table to make it 166,674. All in favor say aye.
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 So you raised it more than the 12 point. You raised it 15%.
You had it at 22. It was 22%.
It was 22%, so we limited it to what the statute did.
Okay, whatever.
You brought up some very good points, and we're going to look at the 15% max on that. And honestly, between the 162,520 and 166,674, And I realize every dollar counts, but it is de minimis in the scope.
You know, Jeff, the whole thing is about principle. The principle of the thing is we tell you one thing and we do something else. That's why there's so much disgust in this country for government
I hear
and
you.
Government entities.
I hear you. And we did not put out that card, and I apologize for that.
Well, came right out of this building, so I mean,
right.
I don't know.
I know. We're a citizen board. We did not put that out.
I appreciate you guys' service. I really do. I know you put a lot of time into this and all that. This is a principle.
Yes,
it's a principle.
I agree. There is a
principle right out the window.
Yes.
So we're going to go with 15% flat.
Well, we're limiting it to the 15% because you pointed out the statute because
well,
it wasn't 22.
There was no other motion on the table before I leave.
There was no other motion on the table.
That's it. You're done with me?
I am done. Yeah, I mean, we lowered your taxes from what you came in to ask for, sir.
Okay, but you raised them from what you told me they were going to be. So.
Well, from the particular card, but the valuation, as you pointed out whenever you called, went up to the if we're looking at appraised or assessed value, the appraised value when you walked in this door was 177,520.
Which was a violation of Missouri law.
And that's why we just limited it.
Huh?
And that's why we just limited it to the 15%.
Correct.
Well, it couldn't really have been 177 because you couldn't do that.
Well, I promise you there's lots of people out there that are getting more than a 15% increase, and I would personally like to address many of those because I don't think they need to be increased. but...
One other thing that bothers me, and then I will leave.
Okay.